Now, what an encouraging start to the season it's been for Chesterfield. Fine win last week at Bury, and a very pleasing display at Elland Road, despite losing to Leeds in the week in the Cup. Let's talk to Chesterfield's chief executive, Chris Turner, who joins me live from the Proax Stadium now. Afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Paul.
There is this positivity building around the club, isn't there, just now? Do you feel that?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. It's since the arrival of Paul Cook, without doubt. You know, you talk about the performance at Leeds on Wednesday night. Excellent performance. But, you know, when I first saw him the next morning at 8 o'clock in the ground, he's disappointed because we lost. And that's, you know, the professionalism of him is doesn't want plaudits for losing games. He wants plaudits for playing well and winning. And that's the attitude he's installing into this playing squad that is assembled this summer.
How hard has it been to get to the point that you're at now? Because you've had to work hard behind the scenes,
well,
haven't you?
Getting the wage bill down
and recruiting players, all that kind of thing.
Behind the scenes, for the club to be successful, you have to have the behind the scenes working. And, you know, when we recruited Paul to be our manager last year was mostly after a performance here by Accrington Stanley. Now, to play football like that, you've got to recruit the sort of players that can play like that, and that's what Paul's done over the period of time. And I think we've now assembled one of the best squads that Chesterfield will have had, and the brand of football that we're playing and played so far in all the pre-season games, and then obviously against Bury second half and Leeds for 90 minutes, is very good to watch. And you know, football is an entertainment business. You have to go in. Football matches, we all know that, but I think people like to come and enjoy what they see, and I'm 100% certain that the Chesterfield fans this season will enjoy the sort of football that Paul's brought to the club.
Do you think you'd have gone up last season if you'd have had Paul Cook from the start? Because after all, you missed out by what, a couple of points on the playoffs by the end?
Most definitely, but that's not to discredit the other people that were here before Paul. You know, Paul's record, certainly in the last 3 months of the season, was as good as anybody else's in the league. And if we'd have had another couple of games, I believe we would have certainly got into the playoffs. But, you know, we've had to rebuild everything behind the scenes, you know, right from we've introduced a development squad, we've changed things in the academy, they've changed the first team format, we've got new coaching staff in, the place is alive. And once again, it's down to the leadership of Paul Cook.
If you don't go up this season, is that deemed as a failure?
No, because we're not in the business here now to say we must get promotion. Paul Cook's got to get promotion. We want bums on seats coming into the stadium to watch entertaining football and winning football. And there's nobody more desperate to win games. If we play the way we can play, and with the attitude of the players that we've brought in, I believe that we will get promotion this season. But, you know, we're going to have ups and downs. It's like today, you know, everybody's building up from the Leeds performance, and everybody knows in football you can get a negative scoreline. These players have worked extremely hard in pre-season. The build-up to them, to every game, is very, very professional. And I believe that barring injuries and having that little bit of luck that you need, we have assembled a squad here that will get us promotion this season if everything else goes right.
Do you foresee any more additions before the close of the window?
No. I'll tell you the reason why. Because we're now right at the top of our salary capping situation. So, you know, for Paul to change anything in the squad, the players will have to move out. That's nothing. A club, the board and the chairman have supported Paul with all the summer signings and all the changes that were made. But unfortunately, we can't change the salary capping levels, and we're right up to the limit now. So Paul's not looking to bring any... Well, he's always looking to bring new players in over a period of time. One of the big things that we are very, very good now at is recruitment. And I think when you look at the players that he has recruited, you know, they're not off a chance that he's brought them in to do a particular job and to bring them into the squad to bring a certain attitude in. And that's what he's done. So, you know, there will be changes over the season. It is at every club. But as I say, we're not actively looking to go out and grab somebody in before the window shuts because salary capping has come into place.
Any interest in Sam Hurd, for example?
Well, Sam Hurd has been outstanding in his last two or three performances, and today Liam Cooper's on the bench, which says everything. It's a great situation to be in because the two centre-halves have played well in both games. We've got Ian Everett, who's nearing fitness. We've got Liam Cooper back to fitness, but Liam's starting on the bench today. I mean, you know, I think over a period of time they will get into the team, but at this moment in time the players in the shirts have got them, and it's their job to keep the keeping the team and give Paul headaches and team selection.
Do you think there's a chance that Sam might be taken off the list if his form continues?
Well, I think he's playing well enough on the list. You know, it's a situation that Paul wanted a certain player criteria into the team. That player has been Paul Ian Evatt. And, you know, but whatever players are playing well, I can assure you Paul will keep them in the team if they deserve to be in the team. And Sam Hurd has been outstanding in certainly his last three performances, and that's why he's still in the team. And, if you know, it's up to them to lose a shirt.
First home game today, difficult game because Cheltenham are always there sniffing for at least a playoff place, aren't they, under Mark Yates? But what kind of crowd are you expecting today?
Well, it's still early in the month. Quite a good number of people are still on holiday, so that will have an effect on the gate. The performances that have been talked about will, I'm sure, get some of the people that may not have thinking of coming at the start of the season. So I think we're looking to get today anything between 5,500 and 6,000, which, you know, if we could continue that and improve on that in the season, it's most important. It's an opportunity now, no excuses. The team play great football. Come down and watch Chesterfield here at the Pride.
Good luck today, Chris. Thanks for your time, appreciate it as ever.
Pleasure, Paul.